Time now for our next guest. He's in great demand today, and I think he's been talking with the women's team, really. The Northern Territory and the South Australian girls all got together today. He's been having a chat with them, and he's also found time to have a chat with us. I talk of the Crows senior coach, Don Pike. G'day, Don. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. How are we all going?
Pikey.
Yeah, we're going very well. It's been a while since we've chatted to you. In actual fact, we haven't chatted to you since the season wound up. So I guess at the end of it all, how did you summarise the season in your first year?
Yeah, well, look, there was a lot of positives for us in throughout the season, and it was an interesting year, as we saw at the end result when the Bulldogs came from seventh and won it. And I guess we've been saying that all season, that it was a really even year, and it turned out to be that, because there's two games from first to seventh, and the Bulldogs win the premiership. So our reflection was, look, we thought we'd made some progress in some areas. Some of our ball movement, we thought really we've made some good gains there. We thought some of our team defence was an area which we saw sort of evolve and continue to build throughout the season. And our contest stuff, whilst being solid, we probably, on reflection, think we've probably got another level to go to there. So we'll do some work on that through the off-season and pre-season area.
That contest stuff, I guess, in the last game here, you played Sydney in a final. That showed up fairly significantly. Was that a moment where you thought, you know what, we have to get better at that next year?
Oh, look, you're always working, as I said all year. We work on all the three phases, and it's a question of how you allocate the time, and from a training viewpoint, education viewpoint, and we'll just tweak our allocations to make sure that we pay due credit to that area, which, you know, as you recognise, and that's, as I said all along, that's what finals footy is about. And we played against a side that's very strong in the area in Sydney, who then went on to do the same thing to Geelong the next week, and nearly won the grand final. So, look, there's those things we need to tweak on, but we've also got to stay true to how we play and to our personnel, and make sure that we don't lose track of the things that we made improvement on, and we did really well last season.
So it's not a talent problem, is it?
Well, I don't think so. No, we sort of saw last year that, you know, with the players we had, we were capable of getting results. So we've been, you know, through the draft period, we've brought in, you know, six young men who joined us this week, and you know, they get an opportunity to do a pre-season, and they're all healthy, and not all healthy, but most of the guys are healthy and ready to start training. So we'll see what they add to the group.
Okay. And the way you play, what learnings from the season will you tweak for that?
Oh, probably what I've just mentioned. I mean, I think our style of play proved over the season to be effective against, you know, the sides. I think against the top sides, there's some areas we need to consider how we play in terms of our, probably a little bit in terms of our ball movement, but that often starts just by winning your share of the contest. So we probably feel if we can get better in that space and own the ball a bit more and work on how we move it against maybe some of the better defences, that'll hold us in good stead.
So in terms of what you said there about when you play the better side, you got to win your share of it. Are you confident that your midfield, and I think most people that look at that and say if there's an area that you probably aren't as deep as some of the top sides, it is your midfield. Are you confident that you've got the personnel in there to be able to mix it with the best?
Yeah, look, we're working with a group there at the moment that we think's got some real upside, and we've brought in obviously our first two picks in the draft with young Gallucci and Polky. We bring in two midfielders. On top of that, you know, obviously it's been recognised that Cam Ellis-Yolman didn't get many opportunities last year. Well, that may change this year. We've got Dean Gore, who showed some signs in the sample. Harrison Wigg was close and was emergency a few times. And then probably guys like Riley Knight, Charlie Cameron, Wayne Miller, who we brought in last year, who, you know, have been seen more as half-forward types. We think they've got the capacity to play minutes through the midfield in roles, and we want to develop the flexibility of our group.
Sloane is an out-and-out star player. He was in the All-Australian squad, and I think you look at some of the top sides, they've probably got two, three, four of that type of player. And you mentioned, with the greatest respect, Miller, Ellis-Yolman, Riley Knight, they've played 8, 14, 12. Yep. Harrison Wigg hasn't played a game. Do you think that they are going to rise enough to be able to give you the impetus to compete strongly against those other teams?
Well, I think we're going to find out, but you've got to also remember we've also got in there Scott Thompson, Brad Crouch, Matt Crouch, Richie Douglas, who played through the midfield as well. So we've got a dose of experience.
But they were there last year.
Yeah, they were there last year. And those guys, that's the area of that we're working with those guys in terms of giving that opportunity. I know they're all keen as they say, keen as mustard, and will train hard to earn that opportunity. It wasn't I think it was similar questions last year with the exit of Dangerfield. It was like, well, how do you fill the hole? And I think we saw last year that some guys clearly saw that as an opportunity, trained hard, earned the opportunity, and proved they were more than capable of AFL footballers. Mm.
So midfield sounds like it's your greatest need of importance to get some growth in next year, Pikey.
Oh, look, we're trying to grow in every area. I mean, we want to build that, as I said, we want to build a little bit more flexibility around our group in terms of their capacity to play different roles, and that'll give us the opportunity to to explore some things that maybe we didn't do this year. But that said, I was really, really strong coming in on my first year to make sure that we bedded down the way we want to play, and we gave the guys the opportunity to work in their lines and their areas, first and foremost, to really, really build a clear confidence base on how we want them to play within their sort of primary role. And now we'll probably explore what guys might be able to help in their secondary role.
As a coach, surely you would have loved to have had Bryce Gibbs as a player in that group. We haven't spoken since the trade period. How disappointed were you?
Oh, look, that was just one of those things. I mean, once we became aware that Bryce was interested in coming back to Adelaide, as has been sort of explained, we went through a process of talking to Bryce and trying to get something done with Carlton. And unfortunately, what we considered was fair and reasonable value for bringing Bryce on board wasn't what Carlton thought. So that's one of those things, and it didn't pan out, and we accept that and we move on.
Did you just at the 11th hour, like I did, Don, say, look, just bloody get the deal done, I want him? Take all the politics and all that out of it. You're the coach. Surely you'd have liked him in your midfield.
Oh, look, we were very keen to add Bryce in. But we also understand that, what was on the table and being asked for by Carlton was going to really impact us significantly for not only this year, but for next year's draft as well. And that's always the trade-off you look at when you're looking at players, is you've got to take into account, well, what is it, the currency you're giving up to bring a player in? And often it might seem like, well, let's just do it. Let's find a way to get it done. And unfortunately, that might also hamstring it, because we don't know what sort of player that Jordan Gallucci is going to become. We don't know what our next year's first round pick player he might become. And we've got to back our recruiting guys in to bring that high-end talent. And hopefully those guys become the sort of footballers we want for the club for not only the next 2 or 3 years, but for 8 to 10.
Seems like the trend in AFL football the last couple of years around the midfield is those big giants that are now moving in there. You've got Fife, Bontempelli, Kennedy, Cripps, Pendlebury, Dustin Martin. Who's the player that's going to play on those big midfielders?
Well, look, as we had last year, we didn't really employ a sort of a run with a sort of heavy tag or anything else. I think you've probably got Cam Ellis-Yolman, if you're going for like, he's a guy who's, I think, played some good enough footy at the level to suggest he's capable. And I know, having caught up with Cam in the off-season and had a chat with him about how he reflected on season last year, he's very, very keen to make early progress and impact in terms of his training and improving the areas, which I know he did last year, and the opportunities weren't there. So he'd be one who steps up. We've got Kirtley Hampton as another who was at the footy club and had a really disjointed year just through a range of injuries, which really didn't get him going until July. And he's another one who in his off-season's gone away and now, for the first time, is training and training regularly and not missing parts of sessions. And that sort of continuity builds not only his endurance base, but it builds his confidence in not only how he plays, but his body. So there's a few guys in there that, as I said, we think we've got some options and we'll explore those, and we'll keep encouraging our guys to get better with the view that those opportunities exist if they do that.
Another guy who didn't see any AFL time last year and come off a bit of an interrupted injury pre-season is Troy Menzel. Where's his progress at, and are we expecting to see him play in the ones?
Yeah, well, look, Troy's another one who had probably from his expectations and probably ours, fair to say, last year, probably a disappointing season. And look, again, he's another one who went away and has really come back in and given himself every chance. He's done a fair chunk of work. He's trimmed down a little bit and is now building to the point whereby, I would expect him to be pushing for games, certainly through the NAB time, and seeing what he's got, because we know about his talent. It's just a matter of him now applying that talent to all areas of his development, and that's, conditioning's one area, strength's another area. If he does that and uses that talent, there's no reason why he won't be putting his hand up for selection.
Pikey, it was a remarkable year in the chair for a first-year coach. No question about that. Universally, the industry said that. We certainly did acknowledge as well. And I know you don't like pats on the back. It's not about that. But you have been 1 year in the chair. What have you learnt?
Yeah, well, that's something which I spent a bit of time thinking about. Obviously, it's a bit of a woo when you're in here living the week to week. I guess it probably reaffirmed what I felt about the group when I came in, which was, you know, the quality of the people we've got at the footy club, and that's not only the players but the coaches. And I think I was on record from day one saying that, you know, good people create success. And what I've learned is that we've got a playing group that's in a good space. We've got to keep challenging them in certain areas, and we'll do that through our program. But I learned that, and also learned through some of the footy we played last year, that when we're up and playing the sort of footy we can, that we're a difficult team to beat. Now, we also understand that last year will count for nothing because I've looked at the ladder and we're all on zero and we start again. But, you know, we've got to take the confidence we got from last year and apply that with some learnings out of last year, and we'll train those accordingly, and then we'll see the response we get. But, you know, we've got a good group of players to work with. They're engaged in their careers. They're really keen to improve, and you know, we'll challenge and we'll see what that gets us.
You got everything you want and everything you needed over that break?
Well, I got a nice break, which was good. I had a couple of weeks off, which was pleasant, and you know, our players have had their allocated time off, and you know, I've got complete trust in the playing group to return in the shape that we've asked them. They've got a program, and they'll come back, and we start with a full side next Monday. And I know, talking to a lot of our senior guys, you know, it's always nice when you're talking to your senior players and they're saying to you things like, yeah, we've had a good break, let's get back into training, which means they're ready. And that's a real positive for us, that they'll come back as an enthused, refreshed group and ready to crack on in for another season.
I think more while I was going with there, Pikey, the deck chair's moved, the footy manager. You've got an internal movement there, then another internal movement to the PPT. You know, VB goes in there. There's no new faces, new blood. That was more the question of the lining of the question. Okay. You didn't think you needed any of that?
No, look, we explored a couple of things through there, but to be honest, at the end of it, I sort of was really comfortable. There's been a lot of change at our footy club. You know, unfortunately, with David Noble leaving last year, it's forced a bit more change. But one thing I'm probably mindful of is that with all that change, it's probably going to be nice for the playing group to come back this season and go, well, here's the foundation of how we play. These are the coaches who have helped build that program. And the coaches that you've worked with and built relationships with, and to not then go through another massive change and a whole range of new things, it allows us to build off that, I think. And that was certainly in the front of my mind when it came to it's probably the events of the previous 2 years, which have led to just maybe more settled approach. We've still got to challenge the way we coach. We've got to challenge the way we think about the game. And that's my role, is to make sure our coaches are doing that. Mm-hmm. But there's a strength in the relationships that have been built with the players, and certainly between me and the other coaches, into how we play. And that's sometimes a good thing to get that continuity.
Mm. The draft, you mentioned Jordan Gallucci and a couple of other boys. Are you expecting any of those guys to challenge to play this year?
Look, I would have thought so. I mean, seeing they've been on the track this week, and so we sort of did some early assessment of them from a medical viewpoint, and the boys have been cleared. So you're certainly Jordan Gallucci and Miles Polkey are probably the two that have probably got the more mature bodies. Young Himmelberg moves really well, and he's coming off a leg injury this year, but he's pretty much back into the full running and training now. Signorello is probably going to take a little while. He's had a shoulder, so he's probably not going to be into full contact until after Christmas, and he's probably got to put some weight on. And the other two boys in Davis and Jarman haven't done an awful lot as yet, but you know, we know Ben's played some senior footy here in the sample, so it's, as I said to them when they came, I said, guys, now you're here. Doesn't matter whether you're pick number 15 or pick number 75, you're on the list. And when you're on the list, you do the work, you put in the effort, bring the right attitude, and the side will reward you with selection if you want to. It's not going to be about how old you are. It's going to be about what you do and how you play, how you train, and how you behave.
Mm. Last Friday, there was a Laws of the Game committee, a couple of things discussed. Third man up, deliberate out of bounds and rush behinds. Do you have any contribution into that?
Oh, look, we got asked our view on the third man up, and it's probably fair to say there were three differing views. You know, one was to ban it altogether, two was to leave it as it is, and the third one was maybe to provide an option which means that you can block someone attempting to go third man up, which under the current the rules is actually a free kick. So. Mm. My preference is probably to go down that path, which is, you know, if you can stop someone jumping into the ruck contest, you should be given that right, and that allows the two ruckmen to compete.
A couple of listener questions, Pikey. We opened them up at 20 minutes past five. This was from Nathan from Nord. He rang and asked this one. Can we ask you, ground ball dropped off to the latter half of the year. Are you going to work on that?
Well, that's part of the contest stuff, and yeah, it was there was, you know, some numbers we looked at the end of the year. And a bit of, there's some things in there which we think we can do a little bit better. So that's certainly one of the areas we'll do some work on.
Well, apparently we had the audio. Everyone's putting the audio. It would be nice if any of your buddies talk to me. You can see I'm getting a bit Nancy here, Pikey, because I'm due for a holiday. Oh, Pikey, Fanningham, working with Bix. He's wore me out. Nah, that's, no, I'd probably wear him out more. Here's another one, Pikey. This one's actually from Naomi. I quite like this one. 1-999-1395. Where's the mongrel? We're too nice.
Well, it's an interesting concept. It's, you know, and the game these days, the way it's played, is, you know, there's a certain level of bravado, if you like, and some of that can be just a bit of noise. I'd like to think with you know, the energy and the aggression is directed at the ball and at the contest. Sometimes that can, you know, be distractionary, especially if you go overs. And I know there was a couple of games this year that were built up, which were all about all the off the ball stuff. But that really doesn't, you know, in my eyes, doesn't, you know, really impact the scoreboard. Sometimes it can just take your guys' eyes off the, what they should be doing. So I think with our work on the contest, we'll develop some more hardness in that space without necessarily having to get into, you know, running around pushing and shoving for the sake of it.
I know you want to answer this one, Pikey. This is from Jeff, and I know he is a Port person. 1-999-1395. I hope organic growth wins the Brownlow.
Oh, okay. Is that a racehorse, organic growth?
Well, that's a good response. But that's been the theme, that it's going to come from within. This is from Jeff. You might want to explain it.
Well, I think that's the reality of every list. Yeah. Every list evolves, and we, you know, it's, as much as I know people have hooked onto that line, that's the reality of what we face. Yeah. We've got guys now coming their third year, or their fourth year, or their fifth year being on our list, and we expect that growth. We expect improvement. I mean, that's our job as coaches, is to make every player better year upon year, and that's, you know, and sometimes it takes a few years, you know, for guys who have especially may have had to put on some weight, or they've had interrupted seasons or whatever else, to get to that point. So, I mean, Brad Crouch is a great example of a guy who's coming into his fifth year. He's now getting, well, he's starting out getting potentially his first full pre-season in 3 years. Now, if he doesn't grow as a player and become better for us, with what the talent we know he's got, well, then we're not doing our job in trying to bring him along. So, we expect that, and we almost demand that of our list and of our coaches to bring that out. So, otherwise, we shouldn't be, you know, we're not doing our job in nurturing our talent that we bring in.
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah, Jeff.
but the flip side of that, Don, if I play the devil's advocate, is that the Bulldogs had 12 players in their grand final side with under 50 games, so they're going to improve as well. So how do you leapfrog them unless you at different stages bring new talent to the club?
Well, we did that. We've just brought in five.
I'm talking about mature talent to have an instant impact.
Yeah, well, I think the talent we've got can step up and have that impact. Just the names I've mentioned, there's a number of guys there who aren't. They're not 18-year-old players. These are 22-year-old, you know, 23-year-old men who are now, you know, have got 4 years of weights program and 4 years of sort of fitness base and so forth. And they've got a great opportunity. I mean, never underestimate an opportunity that someone's given. To do something which they're passionate about and which they're really driven by. And that's, you know, that's part of, as I said, you look through your list. And we saw a bit of that last year. So you see a guy like Rory Atkins step up through opportunity and through hard work. And he earned his opportunity. But when he got in there, he really blossomed as a player. And, you know, he's a 25-gun player. Mm. And Jake Lever's another one who keeps taking steps forward. So, yeah, you've got to see them out there. You've got to give them that opportunity to allow them to step into that. And, you know, I think a coach of mine once said, you ignore youth at your peril. And that's why we draft these guys, and that's why we work with them. And I look forward to seeing what they can produce, some of the guys who I know are getting opportunities this year.
Was that Mick Malthouse, was it?
He might have been one of the former coaches.
Hey, you might want to hit this rumour on the head, Pikey. It's circulating that you were best on dance floor at Fags' wedding. Now, we know you do like the old Fred Astaire after a win at Subiaco against West Coast.
I did have a little shuffle that day at the West Coast. You're right.
Yep.
I think best on ground's a fair stretch, I would have thought. I would have thought perhaps we were at a social event of the marriage of our CEO, and my wife suggested it would be nice to have a dance with a husband, and I thought, well, why not? Why not? So, you can't dance with your wife at a guy's wedding, what can you do? So, and then I enjoyed myself. It was a good night.
Good on you. Hey, Pikey, have a great break. Enjoy season 2017. Thanks for your availability, and head down, tail up, and let's see some organic growth.
All right, guys, enjoy your break, and we'll catch you into the new year.